on energy exports to the U.S. Chinese tariffs targeting American farm products are in place now, too. Glenn Muller heads up the South Dakota Pork Producers Council.
We're concerned about the long-term impact of the tariffs and what they might have on our industry.
CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The Chinese know that Americans rely on Chinese goods far more than the Chinese rely on U.S. goods. And they also know the last time we went through this during the first Trump term, U.S. farmers in particular felt the squeeze. So China is in no hurry to go to the table.
Correspondent Scott McFarland tells us the Justice Department is now investigating what's behind the high price of eggs.
It's unclear, though, if this is going to be a large-scale Department of Justice investigation or whether this is just a response to the Farm Action Group's complaint. We do know, though, Farm Action Organization requested the Biden administration do its own investigation as early as January 2023, when it was viewed then as an egg price that was too high.
The U.S. Supreme Court's agreed to decide whether state and local governments can enforce laws banning conversion therapy for LGBTQ plus children. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
There are legal issues ranging from the First Amendment to due process and to whether people have the right to make these changes in their lives.
Overseas, officials say all 37 people aboard two ships have been brought safely to shore after a U.S. oil tanker and cargo ship collided in the North Sea off the English coast. Secretary of State Rubio is heading to Saudi Arabia ahead of tomorrow's talks between U.S. and Ukrainian officials on the war in Ukraine. Stephen Stastanovic is an ambassador-at-large, a former one, to the former Soviet Union.
President Zelensky has said he understands NATO membership is not for now, not for the foreseeable future, but he wants to know what other kinds of security guarantees the United States would offer so that Ukraine does not have to worry about a resumption of attacks.
1995 American League MVP Mo Vaughn tells The Athletic he used human growth hormone, that is, to extend his career. It comes 18 years after the Mitchell report. Dow's down 460. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Eichelman Park in Kenosha has reopened after being temporarily closed when a body was found near the rocks along Lake Michigan yesterday. Police are investigating and say they plan to release more information soon. A speeding driver crashed into a car carrying five racine teenagers at a red light early Sunday, leaving all hospitalized. That includes a 17-year-old in critical condition. The alleged offending driver, Salvador Coronado, has previous convictions. He was reportedly going over 90 at the time of the crash. A listening session about Racine's fire department referendum will take place tomorrow. The Humboldt Park Community Center is the location where people will be talking about the $1.5 million ask to hire more EMTs and paramedics. You can learn more right now about the request for more money at racinecountyeye.com. The annual Racine County Public Health Report will be discussed tonight. The Racine County Health and Human Development Committee will hear the health update. The meeting is open to the public with an online option available. And Governor Tony Evers is visiting UW Parkside today. He's trying to highlight his $856 million proposal for the UW system. Today's event will focus on Wiley Hall renovations. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose to the Cavaliers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cavaliers beat the Bucks 112-100 at Fiserv Forum. Cleveland has now won 14 games in a row. How did Milwaukee measure up? Doc Rivers.
Honestly, I look at the game, guys, and they scored a bunch down the stretch, but defensively, we were good enough to win the game. Offensively, we're not good enough to win the game. We didn't do anything else enough to win the game tonight.
College basketball, the Badgers learned they'll face either Minnesota or Northwestern in the Big Ten tournament Thursday afternoon in Indianapolis. The Badgers upset by Penn State over the weekend. It's Marquette against Xavier at Madison Square Garden on Thursday in the Big East tournament. And the Badgers women's basketball team head coach, Marissa Mosley, has stepped down after four losing seasons in Madison. NFL, Davante Adams headed to the L.A. Rams. The 32-year-old receiver will sign a two-year deal worth nearly $46 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. It's practically practically feeling like summer today, with high temperatures reaching the upper 60s and flirting with a record of 68 degrees set back in 1879. Got some breezy winds out of the south, warming us up about 30 degrees above our average high temperatures for this time of year. Soak it up and enjoy the sunshine. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
Harvey and the rest of the story, seconds away. Sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
The rest of the story. Michael and Patrick, ages 11 and 9, respectively, had not seen their father in some while. Life had been, well, complicated. But no hard feelings. The boys just wanted to see their dad. And so it was on that warm August day that Michael and Patrick, brimming with anticipation, left summer camp to embark on their long-awaited visit. Dick, the boy's father, had mixed emotions. Of course he wanted to see them. He'd been touched by the recent correspondence with Patrick, had looked forward to such a reunion as the one approaching, and yet, should this be the last time the boys ever saw their father alive? And well, it might be. Then did he really want them to remember him like this? Well, the rest of the story is that Dick, for some years now, had been fighting something he called aggravated asthma, not wanting to give it its real name, irreversible emphysema. Well, Michael and Patrick arrived a bit early. Their first sight of their father was that of a very old man, yet in his early 50s, with a male nurse standing over him, heavy therapeutic weights on his chest. Dick told them not to worry. These were just exercises, he said, to help Daddy breathe easier. He struggled to his feet. He would avoid using the oxygen mask in front of the boys as long as he could. The three of them went out to the yard. Dick sat in a lawn chair, Michael and Patrick in the grass beside him. They listened intently to every word their father spoke, as though they realized that however long they had with him might be all the time they'd ever have. Dick gave his sons two Polaroid cameras as gifts to entertain them. He described how camera lenses worked, how these particular cameras made photographs so fast. Later, he brought out a paint set. He let the boys compete to paint the best picture of a given object or scene. There was not much talk of home or the mother, who was no longer Dick's wife. These were his hours with the boys, and he would make the most of them as such. 2 days passed quickly, but toward the end of their happy visit, Dick felt himself sinking, and by the time Michael and Patrick boarded the homebound plane, their father was near collapse. No, this was not the end. Though there was no relief in the interminable while that lay ahead, more than once Dick nearly succumbed to his ineffable ailment. Each time his lungs would fill with fluid, his belly would distend, his heart would begin to fail, but each time he was retrieved from the brink of death through extraordinary means that grew less and less welcome. And then finally, not even extraordinary means were extraordinary enough, and Dick died December 14, 1964, in a hospital emergency ward, for the emphysema that took his life had progressed beyond his ability to control it, with the help of a habit that seemed also beyond his control. You see, all the while Dick was dying of lung disease, he never stopped smoking. As his body continued to deteriorate, it became increasingly difficult to find people willing to sneak him packs of cigarettes, but he succeeded right up to the moment he failed and created a tombstone named Richard J. R.J. Reynolds, Jr. The R.J. Reynolds? That's right. The tobacco tycoon, the man who literally manufactured his own demise. A postscript. At that bedside, one of his sons stopped smoking, never smoked again. The other son did not stop. The other son died from the same disease. And now you know the rest of the story.
Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, twice daily here on WRJN, 725 with Don Rosen every Monday through Friday, and again every weekday at 1205, like you just heard here on WRJN.
Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. Though you're starting to criticize little things I do, it makes me just feel like crying. Get down on my knees for you.
Mustang Sally.
Rocket Ticket, Mustang Sally. I'm Dan Marcus. You just missed a Paul Harvey rest of the story. We do it twice daily at 7:25 with Don Rosen every Monday through Friday morning, and then again at 12:05 here on WRJN. Weekday mornings at 7:25, sponsored by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements and more.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse and hitting the road.
I know, just got the notification.
Great, smooth sailing so far. I'm almost there.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Made it, safe and sound.
I know.
Well, did you know I was with USPS the whole time?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Keep your business in the know with USPS Ground Advantage Service. Visit usps.com/in the know.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Silly girl.
Shame on you, your mama said.
ocean, don't be slow. I'm a no no. I'm a no no. 'Cause I'm leaving.
I'm Dan Marcus. Here comes Stuart J. Waddles with an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Police in Kenosha have allowed Eichelman Park to reopen after a body was found near the lake yesterday. The body was found near the rocks along Lake Michigan early in the evening, prompting a closure of the park. Police got to the scene just before 5. Investigators say they hope to release more information today. 5 Racine teenagers were hospitalized after a crash early yesterday at 16th and Dean. A speeding driver crashed into the teen's SUV at a red light. 34-year-old Salvador Coronado is accused of being at over 90 miles an hour when he crashed into the kid's car. The 17-year-old driver of the car hit was flown to Milwaukee for treatment. Coronado has previous convictions for operating while revoked and fleeing and eluding. The wording will make it sound like it's coming from a lawyer. But if you want a breakdown of what a Racine First Responder referendum actually means, check out the Racine County Eye. The website today has a clear explanation regarding the $1.5 million being asked for to reinforce paramedics and EMTs in the city. Go deeper at RacineCountyEye.com. We're in the thick of tax season and scammers are active. Brittany Merlot has more about how to avoid a ruse.
Scammers may call or text you, claiming that you owe taxes and demand immediate payment. Remember, the IRS will never call to demand payment without first mailing a bill. And they won't threaten to arrest, deport, or revoke your driver's license either. So if you receive a text or email like this, delete it and do not click on any links. And if you receive a suspicious call, hang up and report the call to the IRS.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Practically feeling like summer today, with high temperatures reaching the upper 60s and flirting with a record of 68 degrees set back in 1879. Got some breezy winds out of the south, warming us up about 30 degrees above our average high temperatures for this time of year. Soaking up and enjoy the sunshine. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preacher, man would come around and lay their money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, she was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could, preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, we'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Gypsies, tramps, thieves, lawbreakers, all of them. So is this guy. Here's Bobby Fuller and Bobby Fuller 4, fighting the law, law winning, again, WRJN.
I break in the rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. I never mind, baby.
bother me.
Not so much. Here are the Beach Boys having a little fun with the top down. We're getting to that weather pretty soon. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man. The radio blasts and goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, when her wrist can't stand her, cause she walks, looks and drives like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
And she makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
Like
and she'll have fun
till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away. Well, you knew all along that your dad was getting wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all
you
through.
Alive.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do now.
Now you shouldn't
and
alive.
We'll have
fun. Now that daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, now that daddy took the T-bird away.
And we'll have
fun, now that daddy took the T-bird away.
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 local news, timeless hits, WRJN, with another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget next hour.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if an old friend I know, say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes? Here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears on me, I'm crying.
Yes, I'm crying.
We can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. Oh, that I love survived, oh, I'd rather tears from my eyes. There's no
and timeless hits, WRJN.
What they'll do. One of these days, these boots
are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Meet mine. And lately when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, oh, woman, have you got cheating on your don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Gary Puckett going out on the Happy Together tour again this summer. It's coming to the Wisconsin State Fair August 10th. This next song was a hit for The Circle. It's called Red Rubber Ball, and a lot of people don't realize it. It was written by Paul Simon and performed very rarely live by Simon and Garfunkel. Let me give you a little flavor of that. Simon and Garfunkel doing the Paul Simon song. Here's the way The Circle did it. Big hit for them, circa 1966. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A lot is in the mix as new tariffs take hold against the U.S. and Wall Street worries.
Uncertainty and the lack of confidence, it continues to erode.
Investment strategist Bob Dahl, the S&P 500's off 2%. The NASDAQ has shed more than 3.5%. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The Chinese tariffs that are going into effect today, 15% tariffs on a lot of U.S. farm products. So we're talking about things like chicken, wheat, corn, soybeans, pork, beef, fruit. And unlike Mexico and Canada, China's taking a kind of hands-off approach. They are not pushing for negotiations. As far as we know, there are no big talks scheduled, particularly not between President Trump and President Xi.
Concerned about the new China tariffs is pork producer Glenn Muller in South Dakota.
We need to maintain an open trading market to move the product that we have here that we can produce the safest, best product in the world.
Ontario has slapped a 25% surcharge on power sent to three U.S. states. In Washington, CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is watching the budget battle with a partial government shutdown later this week possible.
Democrats have said that they are opposed to this, and House Democratic leaders are trying to keep